A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Yud Beis, Shabbos 12a, pagination page 23 at the bottom. Our topic for today is Shabbos visitation, when a person visits either a sick person or a person who's in mourning on the loss of a close relative. What is the correct wording and how do you handle it? So we're starting from the last two lines on the page at the two dots. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Hanichnas levakir es achola, when a person goes in to visit the sick, b'Shabbos, the star, you see the line right under it, on Shabbos, that's the question. Omer, the correct wording is, Shabbos hi mi lizok, we don't call out on Shabbos for the recovery, we don't cry, we don't scream, but refua krova lavo, but the healing is close in coming, it's just around the corner, a statement of comfort. Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir took it a step even deeper, and he said, yechola hi sheterachim, it's in the potential of Shabbos, if you honor it properly, to have the mercy, to cause the mercy that you're looking for. In other words, Rashi, the last words on the Amud, if you honor Shabbos instead of living through Shabbos in pain, if you're upbeat about it and you forget the concerns, so that itself is a merit for recovery. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamakom Yirachem Alecha Ve'Achol Yisrael, may Hashem have mercy on you and on the sick of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi, Hamakom Yirachem Alecha B'Soch Chol Yisrael, he should have mercy on you within, together with the other sick of Klal Yisrael. And this is something that's incorporated in our text, the Mishaberach, for example, that we say we include the person we're praying for, b'soshar cholei Yisrael, together with the others, so that collectively, b'zchusan shel rabim, as Rashi says on the second line of Rashi, there should be a recovery in the merit of the public. Drop down about three lines. The middle of the line, you'll see, keman ozla. According to who is the following statement following? Hada Omar Rabbi Chanina, this that Rabbi Chanina said, Mishi yesh lo chola b'soch beis, if a person has a sick person in his family, tzarech shi ya'arvenu b'soch chola Yisrael, when he davens, he should mix the person in together with other people. Perhaps it also means that you should not just be davening for your own one person, but you should include someone else from the community, someone else from Klal Yisrael in your list.
Not your relative?
Besides, in addition. Mm-hmm. But in any case, at the end, the sikum, the summary should be, B'soch sh'or chole Yisrael, keman ki Reb Yosi. That's following Reb Yosi. I'm adding that in, it doesn't clearly say it in the Gemara, but I'm adding it in just like an ethical insight that it seems that if you're supposed to be concerned of other people besides yourself, just to get the merit of the public, it would seem that that's also a continuation of this concept. For Omer Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina says, "Bekoshi hitiru lenachem aveilim ulevakir cholim b'Shabbos." It was with great difficulty that they allow people to comfort the mourners and to visit the sick on Shabbos. What's the problem? So you'll see Rashi, inner commentary, on the last wide line at the top of the page, the fourth line on the page, Rashi says, "Bekoshi hitiru mipnei shemitzta'er," because it causes pain. And we're not supposed to infringe on your Shabbos and your serenity, but we had no choice. How can you have a mourner next door, close to you, showing up in shul on Shabbos, and you don't walk over to them and greet them and spend time with them? How could it be? How can it be that there's a sick person in town and you don't go visit? Bekoshe yitiru, but it was with great difficulty, and this is the tremendous balance that we draw, trying to come to the exact equilibrium of acknowledging these topics on Shabbos, but not letting them take over. There's a discussion how you can make a mishaberach for cholim, for sick people on Shabbos. You're not supposed to daven for sick people on Shabbos, and they make it clear that that's only when people are crying. But if you make a declaration that there are sick people in the community and they need our attention, that's, and we're davening for them publicly on Shabbos when people gather, that's not the infringement. The infringement would be if they would be actually crying. And that's what I'm describing. There has to be a sense of balance. Amar Rabba Barachano, ki ava azlina basreidu Rabba Lozar, l'shiyulei bitificha, when I was going with Rabbi Elazar to ask, to inquire about sick people, which bikur cholim, actually the translation, could be to visit, but it also means to check into. And that's a primary requirement of bikur cholim, is to check in that this person who's vulnerable and weak can't fend for themselves, are they being taken care of properly? So in any case, Zimnin Omar, sometimes he said, Amokam yifakducha l'shalom, Hashem should remember you for peace. V'zimnin Omar rachmona yad kirinach l'shalom, Hashem should remember you for peace. But in this case, he was saying it in Aramaic. Good, so we have a quote. But the Gemara asks, Heichi avirachi, how can you do it in Aramaic? V'amar Rav Yehuda said, La'olam al yishal adam tzarchav b'loshan arami. You're not allowed to ask your requests in Aramaic. V'amar Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan said, Kol shal tzarchav b'loshan arami. When a person asks for his needs in Aramaic, Ein malachei hashareis niskakin lo. The malachei hashareis, the angels, don't deal with him. Because the angels don't recognize Aramaic. So it seems you're not allowed to say a prayer in Aramaic. And the question, of course, is what about all other languages? We'll get to that in a moment. And the Gemara answers, if a person is ill, so the Shechina, Hashem's presence, is right there. How do you know that the Shechina supports the sick person? Hashem is supporting the one who's lying in the sickbed. So that's the question. How can he pray in Aramaic? And the answer is, he was dealing with a sick person, and in a sick person's presence, Hashem is there directly, so who cares if the malachim don't like Aramaic? Hashem is right there, so you're talking directly to Hashem. What's the issue with Aramaic? What's the problem here? So the Paiskim say that this is not true of other languages outside of Lashon Kodesh. It's not true of other languages. It's only true of Aramaic because it appears to the malachim to be a corrupted Lashon Kodesh. It's so similar to Hebrew, to Lashon Kodesh, to the Holy Tongue, that they object when they sense that you're davening in a language that's so similar but not pristine like Lashon Kodesh. And they used to use Aramaic, the equivalent of our English. That was their language. That's why the Gemara is done in Aramaic. It was considered a sacred tongue that wasn't Lashon Kodesh. Unculus is in Aramaic. It's considered a sacred book. It's not just simply an English. It's considered sacred. Our Kaddish is in Aramaic. It was a language that was sacred, but the vernacular of the time.
Is it one of the seventy languages?
Sure. I don't know how that works. We always have questioned exactly how the 70 are counted. It is so similar to Hebrew. It presumably is.
We how find Lavan spoke Lashon Arami. Kind of like
Lavan spoke Yiddish. Arami. Right? Yigarso Hadusa. But in any case, you look at Tosfos asks the question, Tosfos in the middle of the Amud, She'ein, at the end of that Tosfos, v'teima, I don't understand, in wonderment, da'afilu machshava shebelev kol adam yodim, they know what people are thinking. For Lashon Arami in Yodim, they don't know Aramaic. You know, get them the Berlitz tapes. I mean, what's the problem? So the answer is, that's how the Peskim learn in Shulchan Aruch, that it's only talking about Aramaic. But if it would be a different language that wouldn't be what seems to be to them a corrupted Hebrew, it would be fine. And that's what we rely on, that we daven in any language we want. I mean, you speak in English, you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's effective. People are very clear. You daven, and it works. And it doesn't have to be in Hebrew. That's very clear. You daven, and it works. But when it comes to Aramaic, there are restrictions, and that's why you'll find in the Siddur, we do have Aramaic prayers, but they're only said bitzibur, because in a congregation, you don't have to rely on the intermediary, the malachim. Because in a congregation, Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel, Hashem is there in the presence of those who are davening. It doesn't have to go through an intermediary. Just like over here, you were in front of the sick person, it didn't have to go through the intermediary, so you were able to use Aramaic. So your Kumpurkan, Baruch Shemei, different prayers that we have in Aramaic are fine if you're with a tzibur. If you're not with a tzibur, so you follow the directions, and they tell you what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say if you're davening on your own. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.